Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And by the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, there are bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And then there's the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel as well. And let's not forget our Amazon workers either, working the warehouses and doing the deliveries. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it. America, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Briefly, we have 500 world leaders, give or take three or four. The U.S. President Joe Biden is there as well. Other dignitaries are probably arriving today for Queen Elizabeth's funeral. I've been told that there are literally thousands of military troops, British security, and others there to protect these people. I just can't wait to see how all this works out.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to watch this all day. That's not what I intend to do. As a matter of fact, my tribute to the Queen today will be when I get into the radio station this afternoon, I'm going to have a spot of tea with a lump of sugar in it in honor of Her Majesty.
Okay, good for you.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. And I know you'll be watching every minute on television.
No. Look, I've got a lot of reverence for the Queen, and I must say that I give a hat tip to the Brits because, you know, they are very loyal and whatnot. That's all good. I think that the Brits need something to, you know, embrace. I'm not sure that I have a lot of affection for a monarchy, although this particular monarchy, I find to be, I always found to be, because of the Queen, respectable and whatnot. So, I'll just kind of leave it at that. I think we've gone into saturation mode here.
Yeah.
On all this, but I will also say this too, that this is once in, 70 years?
Correct.
So I guess we'll tolerate it, but I'll leave it at that.
So Donald Trump shows up in Youngstown, Ohio over the weekend to have another big rally, and it was a huge rally. He was making some statements, including the one talking about the MAGA movement being attacked. But he said the MAGA movement has awakened a sleeping giant. And he's and I don't disagree with that comment.
Well, he was there to, I think, support J.D. Vance's run.
Yep.
Against Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan is an awful politician. So anything we can do to defeat him is good. So as far as the MAGA movement and what Trump is saying, you know, I don't think it can be denied what is happening here. And the left and the Biden administration is giving us reason to, if it's not Trump, it's still a MAGA movement. They're giving us reason to support it. Especially if you listen to any part of the 60 Minutes interview last night.
Right.
I generally don't watch 60 Minutes, but I was going to watch this one. And I don't have a lot of use for Scott Pelley. But I will tell you that I think his questions were actually pretty good. And he did say that the president's answers are going to cause some controversy. And they did, including...
Yep.
The question about asking Biden if he was going to run for a second term.
Right.
And he said his intentions are to do that, but he wouldn't commit.
Right.
So that's going to throw things into a real tailspin when it comes to the DNC.
And you heard what his wife said, right?
She had said
last week that there will be a family conference before he makes up his mind.
Yes.
So that's even more fuel for the fire as to what's going to happen or what isn't. But we'll see. And who knows? For all I know, Trump won't run.
Correct.
Yep. We don't know. We just don't know. And the other thing is you want to talk about somebody setting a fire to the torch, what Ted Cruz said. We'll talk about that when we come back, because Ted Cruz lit it up again talking about Biden. And we got that to talk about and a lot more, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go back. Don't go. Come on back. We're going to walk it on back right after this break.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance, where they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. They currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers and counting. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, and they can give you rates over there, too, at the website if you want to go there. They'll offer you coverage not only for your car or the truck you're driving, but also your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat or RV, and where you really save money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you will save money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go on over there and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got Bagamon Bob on the telephone line, and let me go find him. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was reading today that the U.S. military is all volunteer force is slowly dying. And one of the reasons for this is that of the 23% eligible to serve, only so many percent meet the qualifications are having trouble.
They can't pass the test, the qualification test.
Three and a half million, only 9% or 320,000 have the are qualified to serve. And if we're going to do that, we're going to have to bring back the draft. And I think that would be a good thing because it would force a lot of young people to learn some skills and like that. All right, what does Denise have to think on that?
All right, well, go ahead, Denise, because I would love to see the draft come back, but that's just me.
Well, we have always, when it comes to the draft, Congress has always provided the funding for the system in case it does, in fact, need to happen. So it's not something about bring it back. I mean, it can happen in a second or two if it needs to. As far as those that are, you know, signing up and thinking they're going to be qualified to go into the military, test scores are not high enough. Some don't have any kind of education that's good enough. Their health is awful. They're overweight. They can't endure the physical requirements and so on and so forth. So we are in trouble. But on the other hand, understand this too. It is important to see the transformation, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just putting it out there. That military branches have been working to have technology take the place of humans.
Yep.
So they're doing a lot of things out of space. They're doing robots. They're doing all these other kinds of things. You know, drones. You do things by remote control, so you don't even have to go to a combat zone. Not to say that we wouldn't send people to a combat zone, to a front line, but we will never look like we did in Vietnam. Again, there won't be a Desert Storm 1 again, is what I'm trying to say. So we don't need the volume of human bodies that we once thought, I think that we think we do or did, because that's not where military conflict is going. So I put it that way. Not to say we're still not in trouble, because we are. We can't get the numbers.
Yeah.
We can't get recruiting.
They're downsizing, but they're downsizing with smarter weapons is what they're trying to do. Now, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas made a comment over the weekend, created a little bit of a firestorm. He said that Joe Biden is the biggest human trafficker in the world.
No argument from me.
Nope, but just the fact that he said it, lit up some of the airwaves around radio and television, and it was, you know, whatever they did. But, you know, I believe what Trump, what Cruz said was accurate. I get why he's saying it, because, I mean, we, and again, our borders are secure. I heard that at least six times over the weekend. Our borders are secure, and we don't have a problem with immigration. The problem was Donald Trump. He did this, he did that. No, he didn't. He's the only guy that had it under somewhat control to begin with.
But I keep saying on your show, when the White House, the Democrats, and the media lie, it works.
Yep. Until they get caught.
And we have to, and our job is to go back and say, oh, that's a lie, and this is why. So, I mean... I mean, if nothing else, just look at what Biden said about Afghanistan, the exit of Afghanistan. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest, most horrible example of them all.
By the way, Eric in East Tennessee is telling me that the Department of Defense has developed a pre-enlistment physical training program for prospective recruits. If they're out of shape, they'll work them into shape so they can meet the minimum standards of service. That's how bad it is right now. He says that's what they're doing.
That's right. And, in fact, it was so bad, and things are so bad, and because the Biden administration is cutting funding and whatnot to the to the military, to the Pentagon, that, you know, signing bonuses, which they were having to use in earnest, they're eliminating them again.
Yep.
So we're not to say we're not in trouble. We are, but you know, when it comes to government contractors, and we all know how we necessarily feel about government contractors, but they're working diligently on technologies that replace humans.
Yeah, and Eric is saying that his son came home for the weekend, and he said that even the Marine Corps is having problems.
Oh, absolutely they are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got the message you just sent me, and that's very good information about what we were talking about off air. And I think what I'll mention here is that there is an organization called the Good Information Foundation, which is offering people cash. And there's a report from one attorney who's a prominent attorney and a TikTok influencer who discusses news related to legal issues. And he posted a video explaining of how this nonprofit organization called the Good Information Foundation offered him $400 in cash to cut a video in which he would perpetuate disinformation related to the riot at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021. This has been going on for months since 2021, since the January 6th, started about May, and you just sent me a message which makes sense that this organization, the Good Foundation, Inc., is funded by Soros.
The Good Information Foundation.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Good Information Foundation.
It was started by a former Democrat strategist, Tara McGowan. And they ran a $100 million digital campaign to defeat Trump in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
According to Axios, the backing of Reid Hoffman and George Soros and a few others, helped financially launch this foundation. So, the information ain't quite so good, is it?
No, and the person that is in charge of this right now, by the name of Rick Stengel, who is a former President Obama Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs. And he's got a Twitter account. If you take a look at it, it's all anti-Trump stuff.
That's right.
So that's what's going on right now. So, these people that are out there, and they look at this stuff and go, oh, look what Trump did. Oh, look. Well, it might not be true.
Of course not.
Yep. And we've been talking about for months.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Lies are working. Mm-hmm. Lies work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'm going to keep telling the truth. And
look, what the Democrats are doing is that I mean, somebody must have gone to an old file cabinet and pulled out a KGB manual, because that's what the KGB did. And
yep.
KGB is no longer, of course, it's now called the FSB, and they're still doing it.
Yep.
So we have it going on in our own country.
And I'll tell you who else did it back in the 1920s and early 30s. It's called the Nazis. Same stuff. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, and I'm sure you'll have more to talk about on that subject. So I'll see you then.
Sure, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the great stuff that she writes about. And she's going to be writing about this. I told her about this, and I'm going to be talking about this at length with Frank Silvato in a little bit.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona has struck Puerto Rico 2 days before the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria and 33 years to the day when Hugo landed there. The power grid on the island has been knocked out. In western Alaska, flooding affecting many coastal communities, the result of typhoon remnants in the region. With some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II, unprecedented security measures have been taken. Officials are advising people to stay home to avoid disappointment as they begin to close off the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. There are calls for an international tribunal to take place after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed there so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news for a Monday morning, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find out more about them by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Check them out. See what they're all about. And then I'll tell you where you go from there. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job. Now, the campuses are located, the first one, in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at, Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side. They're over there in the southwest corner of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. Now, they also are located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So those two campuses will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, I will tell you that once you take a look at the website, NAA.edu, that's aa.edu, that you should then pick up the call, our phone, and give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their facilities. Now, you can take the tour at both of the facilities if you want and make up your mind out of the two which one you want to go to. That's fine. But ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Okay. I talked about this last week, but it's been brought up again this morning, about the test scores and the drop and the disqualification rates that are rising not only at Army recruiting shops, but also the Marine Corps and other branches of the military. Now, when it comes to the Army Second in Command for All Things Training said last week that the service saw a 10% drop in aptitude test scores during the pandemic. And that dipped even further to 13% this year. Now, what wasn't mentioned in that was people that weren't physically qualified at the time and were maybe a few pounds overweight and just needed a little help to lose some weight so they could qualify physically for the military. So, the military, Army in particular, has a special program where they are whipping these people into shape. Now, some of these people have no education. They've not been to high school. Many of them just left school and grade school and went wherever they went to do whatever they did. Believe it or not, there's still people like that in the United States. So as a result, some can't read, some can't write, and some have a lot of trouble trying to talk because they're using street talk. Not the kind of talk that you and I would use to each other. So as a result, we have this problem that we have, but it's being worked on. We'll see how that works out for the rest of the military and whether or not they have enough time to do what they need to do based with the shortages that they now have for various MOSs. Now, a federal appellate judge has dealt another blow to the military's coronavirus vaccine mandate by allowing a high-profile class action lawsuit against the Air Force to move forward. No surprise there. No surprise there. As you heard me tell you earlier about the Space Force and a federal court in Ohio that stated that the Air Force is not legally justified in taking punitive action against service members who did not take the COVID-19 vaccine. And a former Space Force Lieutenant Colonel, Matt Lohmeyer, blew the whistle on him and said, hey, guess what? The Air Force isn't following the orders of the court. So, we'll see where that goes. We'll see where that goes. Now, President Biden plans to meet somehow or another with Vladimir Putin to briefly discuss the families of Marine veteran Paul Whelan and the WNBA star Brittany Griner. That may or may not happen in London. It may or may not happen at all, but that's the story that's out there. The family is reporting that Biden is going to get involved with this. We'll see. Now, I talked about this last week, and somebody said, they did what? A Buddhist pennant appeared on a Navy ship earlier this week for the first time in the Seas Service's history, the Navy announced. And that's okay. They can fly any pennant they want on their ships. But this one particular ship, that's what they did. Now, Veterans Affairs officials will extend caregiver benefits to legacy participants of the program through September 2025, under a plan announced last week, ensuring that the thousands of families will continue to receive stipends over the next 3 years. They were about to lose their benefits. And a U.S.-led gathering in Germany gave African militaries that were there to witness what was going on a look at the NCO-run training. The high-ranking military leaders from Africa joined over 350 U.S. soldiers on Vilseck's training grounds this week as the Army fulfilled its part in a broader strategy that calls for deepening ties on the continent. In addition, if you haven't heard, the Biden administration announced the U.S. will provide another $600 million in new aid for the Ukraine as Russia's invasion nears the seven-month mark. And by the way, Russia is threatening to do some really bad things to the civilian population in the Ukraine by expanding the war and expanding their shelling and expanding their bombing to bring more civilian casualties to light. Not the way to do it, Vladdy. It's not the way to do it. He should just put his tail between his legs, go back to where he came from, and worry about the Soviet Union and all the things he's trying to do to Europe, because it's not working in the Ukraine. The Ukrainians have proven to be a very formidable force, which is something that the Russians never considered. And that's to their detriment. Now, the White House announced new restrictions on foreign investment in the U.S. tech and supply lines. Administration now will require investments to be weighed on whether they will put U.S. national security at risk. That's something new. We'll see what happens. Now, like we didn't know this, but the U.S. intelligence officials predicted 2 years ago that the Islamic State group would likely regain much of its former strength and global influence, particularly if America and other Western allies reduce their role in countering the extremist movement by pulling troops out of the areas of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. We have done both. We've opened the door, and they've just come right in the front door or the back door, but they're back in again. All right, I'm going to be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, talking about all sorts of stuff today. I'll ask him about the Queen's funeral to see what his plans are. Can't wait to hear that one. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4748. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, MossAcura.com. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Acura is the vehicle dealership, and MossAcura.com is a website to check them out. I will tell you, some people are probably going, why is there a car dealer advertising in Tampa, Florida, on this show? Well, it's because they get customers from all across the country. Now, here's why. The You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for all veterans, for all first responders, active and retired, for all church pastors, too. You get a tremendous savings on the vehicle that you buy. Also, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Family Automotive's Nissan dealership, one of them. And, of course, they're right there. And the other thing is, how about the Moss Care you get with a vehicle for the life of the vehicle, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for life? Who's doing all that? Nobody. Nobody. But Moss Acura is. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door even further to some things that'll help you out. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, do you know anybody in Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic?
No, I know they're getting dumped on right now in rain, that's for sure. I was talking up to 30 inches.
Well, 20 anyway. I don't know about the 30, but 20 was a reality. Now, this storm is starting to intensify as it's crossing over Puerto Rico and going out into the ocean to where it's going to skirt some of the, the Bahamas look like they're going to get some of this maybe, and certainly Bermuda again. This will be like number three for Bermuda.
Bermuda's got hit by some of those ones that were out there in the Atlantic?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't hear anything about any widespread damage or anything like that.
That's because there's no power, there's no phones, mm-hmm. and there's not much communication coming out of Puerto Rico except for the military satellite phones and whatnot and amateur radio operators. I've heard a little bit. But the damage is intense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing some of the pictures right now. They're going to be without power for some time.
Yeah, and you know what happened the last time Puerto Rico got hurt? They found out about all the skimming and the stealing and all that stuff. Well, I hope they don't do that again, because they finally, after about a year and a half or 2 years investigation, they finally locked some people up. But let's talk about the money in general and how things are going. Now, you all know, you know who Grover Norquist is, right?
Yeah.
Grover Norquist made it a point to write an article about Joe Biden and how he lied on the economy face-to-face to the people on television, saying that the administration is now acting happy because things are so good.
Well, I mean, you take a look at the poll numbers, like we talked about this last week, whatever Joe seems to be saying seems to be working. And he's going to continue to talk up the economy. However,
as I cautioned you, for the poll that said 45%, another one came out the very next day, also a Democratic poll, 39%, and one that was a very much conservative Republican poll, the Convention of States, 25%. So Biden is anywhere from 25 to 45.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going. All I know is that, without a doubt, it's not at the depths that it was not too long ago, which I really just can't get my arms around based upon the conditions on the ground. I wish people would kind of like open up their eyes to some degree. Government can't save us from everything that's going on. They can't save us from these higher food costs unless they get out of the way. And I don't see that happening anytime soon with this crowd. The proposals that they put forward are not helping.
Nope.
Government spends way too much money. You know, we talk about the Federal Reserve is going to be all eyes on the Fed this week. For what? I mean, the Fed's going to come out, they're going to raise rates, 50 basis points, 75 basis points. That's not going to do much as far as hurting inflation. You want to really, clamp down, basically stamp out inflation, you got to stamp out ridiculous, wasteful government spending.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to an NBC poll that happened over the weekend, the number one reason for being upset with the government and maybe changing things is the economy, according to the GOP voters, who voted more on that than did the Democrats, who their number one issue is abortion, but it's not as high percentage-wise as the economy. So technically, they're still trailing in what's number one in the country.
Well, the abortion issue, again, I think we discussed this last week as well. I think that the politics behind what Lindsey Graham did with his latest bill, and you can argue the merits of the bill one way or another. And, I just think that the timing was bad. I think that the focus right now for Republicans needs to be on inflation and the economy and fiscal responsibility. I think that's what really they need to be focused on to really get the people's attention.
Right. And do you know who Senator Mike Rounds is?
Mike Rounds. I can't remember what state he's from. I don't recall, Kevin.
Well, he said that the state should decide the abortion law, not the Congress. So he kind of laid it out there. So you got two senators of two different opinions.
Well, I was part of the last Supreme Court case. That was in regard to Roe versus Wade. I think that this is most certainly a states' rights issue.
Yep. Now, we had an auction last week. You probably didn't even know about it. I didn't. But more than $500,000 was raised for charity in the auction of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's personal possessions.
No, I didn't know about that at all. I'm actually kind of surprised that, you know, based upon her stature, that maybe more money wouldn't have been raised based upon it. But who knows what was up for sale.
Yeah, well, maybe everybody didn't want a lampshade or something, you know?
Yeah, or an Afghan.
Yeah. here's one for you. When's the last time you went to Disney World?
Wow. It's got to be 20 years ago, I think. Maybe. I don't know. A long time ago.
There was a poll put out, and everybody that went to Disney got it, including some of the most loyal Disney World fans that have ever gone to Disney. 68% of the fans say that the park has lost its magic due to the fact it costs so much money to go there and see stuff.
Yeah, Disney was always very expensive. There's no doubt about that. But then when you get to a point in time where you feel like you're getting ripped off, yeah, you don't. Sometimes you know you go, you don't understand, and you're paying for Disney, you know. But if you feel like you're getting ripped off, you know, throughout your entire day or your vacation there, that doesn't make for a very good vacation. And you see the price of some of these things that they're charging for, you know, $18-$19 for a macaroni and cheese for kids. It's hard to justify that, and people are going to get upset, and you're going to see some pushback.
Yeah. Now, the European Union has recommended suspending billions of dollars in funding to Hungary. I don't know what that's all about. Do you?
Well, the European Union is saying, based upon some of the things that Hungary is doing internally, domestically, that they're saying that they're undemocratic. And, you know, Hungary is very, very upset about this because they're saying, oh, well, we are a democratic state. And the EU is basically pushing on that, and that would basically disqualify them from certain amounts of aid.
Now, Goldman Sachs has a consumer banking division, correct?
Yes.
Well, they are now under review by the Federal Reserve, and Bloomberg Law is reporting that this is pretty close scrutiny by the feds. I don't know what they've done.
No, I'm sorry. You broke up on me there. I lost you.
Goldman Sachs Consumer Banking Division is under close federal scrutiny.
Well, I think it has to do with, I know that they're having some issues with their subprime. They're tied in with the Apple Card. And the Apple Card, I guess they're handing them out to way too many people, and they're dealing with some issues with defaults on that. And based upon, you know, some of the rules going back to Dodd-Frank after the financial crisis, they're going to scrutinize those transactions and those customers differently.
Okay, here comes the music. I will let you go, and I will gladly talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
All right, Cap, have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go on over there, check it out, see what's going on. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.